It's Thursday News Listeners time for your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of December, 2022. Here comes some of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All those pesky passwords. They need to be super long, but sometimes I can't remember it either. And not all of those password-generating apps, they haven't been really reliable lately, have they? Well, some of them anyways. Well, Google has brought passkey support to Chrome. Yes, available now in Chrome 108 is password-free login. The newly added passkey support feature is coming to the users for Windows 11, Mac OS, and Android. Now, what passkeys is essentially a variant of 2FA, two-factor authentication, meaning they rely on having a second device, you know, like your phone. Meaning, instead of entering your password on your PC, you'll just confirm your identity when it comes to your other device. It has pretty much been the alternative idea as to those other options like a USB security key. Now, Google said along in their press statement that for passkeys to work, developers will also need to build passkey support on their sites, something that not all developers are currently doing. So don't throw out your password manager just yet. Barcodes. Been around for a long time. So long that Amazon said it's too long. Yes, it seems Amazon's ready to get this thing on board for killing the barcode, as they've already built a computer with apparently vision algorithm from scratch to identify products without barcodes. Yes, as you probably guessed it, a robot is behind this, and Amazon sees it as the future. Essentially, what this will be is Amazon will use pictures of items. This will be throughout its warehouses and train a computer to say, yeah, that's that, with no barcode ever needed again. The end step is for Amazon's AI experts in robotics to actually combine the technology with these robots to identify the items while picking them up and then turning around for shipping. Also, as you probably guessed it, it means a lot of people, won't be needed anymore at Amazon to actually pack your item, regardless of how well they pack it or not. Now, Amazon did say the multi-modeled identification system, this is what it's called, by the way, is not going to fully replace barcodes anytime soon, as it's currently in very few testing facilities around the world right now, including Barcelona, Spain, and Hamburg, Germany. And finally, all right, we're all in a hurry, especially now Christmas is coming up. Got to get that shopping done. Oh, no, I forgot to dry my hair. And we all know it's not very easy nor convenient to pack a hair dryer. Well, now you don't have to, thanks to the world's smallest hair dryer. No, you don't need batteries. You just better have a USB port on hand. Yes, it's tiny. Yes, it's very portable. And the wind on it, probably enough to do your eyebrows. But hey, at least it's something. Now, yes, you heard me mention USB port needed. Yep, meaning it's USB powered. So don't expect a whole lot of power to be pushing through the thing. So how much does this convenience cost you? Well, £13 is all it's going to cost you. And just like on Tuesday's show, it's available over there at prezibox.com. Just type in small hair dryer, and if you get an order this week, it looks like it'll arrive before Christmas. That, of course, is if you're in the UK. If you're for other parts of the world, you probably should have placed your order already. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get all the latest BTN content right over there. Of course, you can also find all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts and other popular podcasting platforms, too. Give us a like and a follow over there on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, too, at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, this will be the last news show for 2022. So I hope all of you out there have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful new year. And thank you so much for all your support this last 2022. Definitely looking forward to seeing all of you in 2023. So once again, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year. Stay safe, stay healthy. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.